We're launching into hour number three of the show. You can bring up whatever you want toll free at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features for free, so enjoy those on us. And we want to invite you to the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. It has a proud history of supporting true hard currency. At the first forum, Dr. Ron Paul, might have heard his name before, called for the restoration of constitutional gold and silver. And this January, Bernard von Nothaus, the monetary architect of the Liberty Dollar, will be a distinguished speaker. And there's a whole boatload of speakers that we just don't have time to mention here. So go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum to learn more and get registered now. Use the code 2008FTL if you want to save 10%. That's 2008FTL, all as one word. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. We will see you there as we go back to Jeremy in Montana. Jeremy, you're back on Free Talk Live, listening on KGEZ. What was on your mind tonight, sir?
Well, before I get with exactly what was on my mind, I wanted to make it free to y'all to ask me questions as well. I feel kind of a kinship to you that I listen to you most nights and talk to you a lot. So, you know, when I call up, feel free to ask me questions too. But
oh, very good. I know you had mentioned last night that you were a member of ACAMP when it comes to the Rainbow family, and that basically means that you hang out in the area where everybody likes to drink, right? A stands for alcohol.
Not only that, but the rule in the Rainbow gatherings is that there's no alcohol allowed around the heart circle, so what us ACAMPers, what I used to do with the campers I hung out with was keep alcohol from going past A camp. I mean, if you're going to drink, you have to drink at A camp.
So you're saying you were the guards. You were guarding the rest of the occasion from anyone trying to smuggle in any alcohol.
Right. I mean, exotica mushrooms might be another thing.
Yeah, I don't think there's any prohibition against that on the inside of the Rainbow family. Anyway, I just wanted to point that out since I mentioned it last hour. So what was the reason you were calling tonight, Jeremy?
The guy that I rent from, you know, I hate to call my landlord because I only have one lord, but we was talking about putting Ron Paul signs in the yard, and I asked him about putting a Ron Paul sign in the yard, and I could tell by the way he smiled that, you know, and I had no idea who he was going to vote for or anything, but he was down with that and everything. Kind of make that story short, but
excellent.
He was telling me that, and I was wondering if y'all had similar ordinances where you live that says no putting up of signs unless it was like 30 days before the primary or the election, and then.
I certainly haven't heard anything, and there are a boatload of signs around here in Keene, New Hampshire, so I don't think that anything like that exists here, but those regulations do exist.
Yeah, in all kinds of communities all around.
Yep, so it's certainly something that some people do have to deal with. Of course, I'm the kind of person who, you know, I don't ask permission usually to do things, so I would just do it anyway, and if it was a problem, I'm sure I'd hear about it.
Never ask permission,
he was saying that That they had been going around asking people to take them down, you know, and stuff like that, because our primaries aren't until April things like that.
That would surprise me in Montana. I mean, it's a pretty freewheeling place out there from what I understand, but who knows? You know, if it's trouble, someone will certainly bring it to you, and you'll find out at that point. Jeremy, thanks for the call, man. Good hearing from you. 800-259-9231. You say, Julia, ask
always ask forgiveness, never ask permission in those cases.
Well, he did go to his landlord and ask permission, which might be...
That's respectable. I can agree with that.
It is his property.
But as far as calling up the city and asking if there's any regulations, just do it. They'll let you know if there is.
If you're thinking about calling the city and asking them about a regulation, any regulation, really, you know, anything that you might want to do, the possibility of the regulation exists. So if you want to call the city and ask them if you can do something, here, I've got the answer for you already. You don't have to call them. No. The answer is no.
No, it might just be, Mark, that they'll put you on hold for a little while, and then they'll try to send you over to somebody else who might be able to answer your question.
Which might as well be a no.
Yeah, you might end up spending another, you know, 2 hours on hold and transferring from department to department before you find a bureaucrat that is actually knowledgeable enough to tell you no. But eventually, you will get to the no. It may take you a little while. 800-259-9231. Haven't done an onion story in a little while, but I saw this one the other day, and I just thought, this has to go on the air. Especially since we were talking about roads last hour. TheOnion.com reporting from Albany, New York. In one of the most merciful disasters in recent years, a Greyhound bus traveling from Rochester to Albany, New York, skidded into a ditch on Tuesday, killing a dozen deadbeat fathers and penniless addicts, and putting nearly 20 more hapless bastards out of their misery.
Awful. A dozen, huh? It was a whole bus.
According to Greyhound officials, the fatal crash occurred less than an hour after passengers gathered their pathetic belongings and dragged what little hope they had left onto the despair-soaked bus. Emergency crews...
Hold on. People need to know that this is a spoof. Just because you said it was The Onion, not You're everybody right. knows that The Onion is...
Satire.
Is all satire. And you know, as mean as this is, it's damn funny.
Especially if you've actually been on a Greyhound bus. Like, if you haven't been on a Greyhound, then it's not as funny. You can only use your imagination.
I don't think I've ever been on a Greyhound, but I have worked in a taxi cab and picked up plenty of people from the Greyhound station.
Okay, I guess that counts. Anyway,
it was a limousine service, and it wasn't.
Emergency crews called to the scene described the remains of the victims as, quote, slightly more lifeless than they were before the accident. This is by far the saddest thing I've ever witnessed, said head rescue worker Charles Rabnett, referring to the sea of fast food wrappers, losing lottery tickets, and scorched corpses that littered the crash site. We've done our best to contact family members and loved ones, but so far we've only been able to reach 4 parole officers and 10 AA sponsors. Rabnett added, "Dear God, what a terrible waste of my time." While officials are still not sure what happened aboard the Albany-bound bus, a number of theories have been posited, including icy roads, low visibility due to fog, and the likelihood that the driver, Ron Jenkins, fell asleep at the wheel after spending a restless night consumed by his failures as a husband. Police investigators also suspect that the cause of the accident may have been as simple as these luckless bastards getting S'd on by the world one last time. Dental records have helped to identify only 2/3 of the casualties, as the remaining 10 passengers were discovered to have none of their original teeth left.
I knew it.
Albany Police Chief Henry Goodwin said, among those, one is believed to have been a recently disowned teenage mother, the other an elderly widow forced to pawn her favorite necklace in order to purchase a bus ticket, and what appears to be the hollow shells of several middle-aged men. No survivors were reported following the accident. In addition, initial surveillance of the wreckage seems to indicate that those who managed to pull their world-weary bodies out of the overturned bus gave up on their wretched existence within minutes. According to paramedics, it's likely that many of the casualties had suffered during the crash, and if not then, for years earlier. Thank heavens nobody made it, said Chief Paramedic John Thurston, who described the disturbing smell at the scene as a combination of gasoline, body odor, aquavelva, and relentless disappointment. For a second there, I was worried I'd actually have to interact with some of these people, he said. In response to the relative tragedy, Greyhound has agreed to donate $200 worth of rolled quarters and greasy, crumpled dollar bills they had collected as bus fare to a local charity. The casualties of the crash will also be memorialized with a small commemorative plaque that will hang at the Albany station between an out-of-order vending machine and a set of bathrooms where customers can often be heard weeping. It's hard to believe that something like this could even happen, said Albany resident Carl Robinson, who, since losing his home to a fire earlier this month, has been sleeping in the city's dilapidated bus station. To know that life, no matter how dreadful or hopeless, always has a chance of coming to an end, it's so inspiring. As of press time, hundreds of men and women had gathered at the site of the fatal accident to mourn the loss of a perfectly good bus.
Oh, my. Okay, everybody. That story was fake.
Yes, not true.
But hilarious.
And I'm sorry for laughing.
Yes. Yeah, the pictures I can't really describe to you, but they look like Greyhound
bus people.
I like
the guy
people.
In the corner there.
You can go to theonion.com.
He's kind of cracked out.
Go to theonion.com. Well, if you've ever ridden a Greyhound bus, you certainly see more
I've
than
I've seen crack people not hanging outside uncoffin. Of bus stations. I've never ridden a bus.
I rode the bus once from Florida to Louisiana, actually, and it was quite an experience.
Well, I think you did it entirely for the experience, right?
No. It was a business thing at that time, but nonetheless, subsisting off of bus station food, off of snack machine food.
It's not that much cheaper than flying. When you're talking about Southwest Airlines?
No, and it takes forever to get from point to point. Anyway, more on the way. You can take control. And I was offered drugs several times. More coming up. Free Talk Live. I would never have bought any of them. Who knows who those people are? More on the way. You take control. This is Free Talk Live. Anything goes.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamEve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. AdamEve.com features over 18,000 adult entertainment products. Toys as low as $6.95, tantalizing lingerie, and over 350 movies, starting at just $4.95. You'll find all the biggest stars like Jenna Jameson, Carmen Luvana, and even Tara Patrick. Imagine all those sensual ideas right at your fingertips. AdamEve.com's 10 million customers swear by our product quality, fast and discreet shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee. Check out AdamEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type TALK for the offer code upon checkout. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, we'll throw in a free gift. Get 50% off with offer code TALK at AdamEve.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas, December 6, 2007. Gold, 798.40 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $819.47, $403.90 for half, $201.95 for quarter. That's $819.47, $403.90, and $201.95. The dollar has fallen to 65% of the euro. Erosion accelerates. Mainline talk show hosts are trying to hold on to the support of the conservative movement, keeping focus on the Republican agenda and playing into the hand of the globalists. Dr. Corsi interviewed Robert Pastor of the American University with the sleight of hand and incremental implementation Pastor admits to the North American Union is being forced upon us. Corsi uncovers the CFR's plan to build a North American community similar to the EU. In his report, The North American Union Isn't Going Away, Corsi exposes the deception and trickery. Call for your report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The holidays are here, and that means extra food and extra weight gain. Why not make your New Year's resolution to eat healthier? And the easiest and most delicious way to start is with your new Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator makes eating healthy not only easy, but fun. You can use it with your favorite fruits, vegetables, fish, and meat. And the Excalibur Dehydrator cuts out the unnecessary salt, fat, and preservatives found in most grocery store foods. You can also use the Excalibur Dehydrator to make your own herbs and spices in the comfort of your own kitchen. It's so easy your whole family can use it. Oh, and don't forget, the Excalibur Dehydrator makes the perfect Christmas gift. For a limited time, receive the book Preserve It Naturally, filled with delicious, amazingly easy recipes, a $25 value free with your order. Just call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing GCN listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live, it is your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. That's the place to go. The features there are for free, including the bulletin board system with over 300,000 posts for you to surf around through, serious issues and fun stuff. You'll find it all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com.
Sound money is under attack. The Liberty Dollar offices were raided by the FBI and the Secret Service on November the 14th, 2007. All of its precious metals, computers, and records were seized. Your help is urgently needed. Go to libertydollar.org and sign up for their updates and register for the class action lawsuit. Don't let the government steal your money and destroy the Liberty Dollar. That's libertydollar.org.
Yeah, that's correct. I'm glad you brought up the Liberty Dollar, Mark, because we got I got an update from Bernard last night, or yesterday, rather. From his email list, and of course, if you're on it, you got the same update, but if you aren't...
I am, but I didn't get the update.
Really? Maybe you gave them the wrong email address. I don't know. It's called Alert Number 4, Mark. The Liberty Dollar lives. Urgent notice. We're preparing to file the class action lawsuit to begin the process to get your property back. Then he asks people to go and register for the class action lawsuit, as you just did, Mark, at libertydollar.org. Plus, the digital Liberty Dollar has been turned on. So now you can check your balance, transfer electronic Liberty Dollars between accounts, and get a digital Liberty Dollar emailed to you so that you can be a part of the class action lawsuit. This is an interesting part of this, the most important part of this email, because we've been talking about it on the air. We talked heavily about it on the show back when the raid happened a few weeks ago. And in order to get involved in this class action lawsuit, in order to get the Liberty Dollars, their gold and their silver returned, that way it can actually be shipped out to the customers that ordered it, and essentially restore sound money and protect alternative private currencies in this country, it's a pretty important lawsuit. Because the government's essentially trying to shut down the competition. The government loves its monopoly on money, and they don't like the idea that this Liberty Dollar people are coming in there.
And it's the first step in taking the gold and silver away from the American people.
It sure is. So even if you don't have Liberty Dollars sitting in your house right now, what you can do is you can go you can go to libertydollar.org, and you can get one of these digital Liberty Dollars. And if you have a digital Liberty Dollar, then you can join the lawsuit. So what he says here is that there are currently over 2,500 people that have so far signed up for the class action suit.
And he wants 5,000.
He wants 5,000. In a tremendous show of support for the class action lawsuit, $2,000 in e-Liberty dollars have been donated towards the lawsuit. So if you need an electronic Liberty Dollar to qualify for the lawsuit, just sign up for the lawsuit and send in a donation, and we will credit an e-Liberty Dollar to your digital account. So he says that, the lawsuit action is pending, and one of the things you can do as far as donating to the Liberty Dollar is, if you send in a donation of $30, you'll get one of their, what they're calling the arrest dollars. So they've had some Liberty Dollars contributed to mm-hmm. this, and essentially they're selling them out at a little bit over the face value of the piece. And they're stamping, they're hallmarking it, as it is called, each of these Liberty Dollars with a little pair of handcuffs to commemorate the occasion.
So the Liberty Dollars themselves, they're original Liberty Dollars, and then they just...
They're hallmarking them with this little handcuff hallmark, and Bernard's doing it personally, apparently.
Hmm.
So this will be a collector's item, because they're only going to be doing this until he gets arrested. And then once he's arrested, the arrest dollar offer is over and done with.
Mm.
So he does...
Is he really going to be arrested? Is that confirmed? Or does he just...
The FBI agent has essentially told him that they want to arrest him. They've yet to set a date for him to essentially turn himself in, because that's how it's probably going to happen.
Wow.
So that's sort of up in the air right now, Julia, but that is what it sounds like is going to occur from all indicators. And so basically, he does make it clear in his email that, look, if you send us more of your money, there is a chance they'll take that too. So if you send in this, if you send in a contribution for their legal fund in order to get one of these arrest dollars, there's of course that risk that you could lose your $30 or your $20 or $15 or whatever it is you contribute, because they also have $10 silver liberties and $5 silver liberties that they're going to offer as also for the arrest dollar. So there are different options. He describes it in his emails. If you aren't getting these emails, go to libertydollar.org. You can get signed up there. I sent him $30 today because I want to get my hands on one of those arrest dollars, and I was going to give him a contribution for the fund anyway.
Yeah, it's a good thing that he's doing.
Yeah, so I think it's definitely worthy of support, and I wanted to give you an update on the case. 800-259-9231. Let's see, in other news... A little police state news for you here. According to USA Today, a growing number of sheriff's departments are using iris scans now to identify sex offenders, runaways, abducted children, and wandering Alzheimer's patients. More than 2,100 departments in 27 states are taking digital pictures of eyes and storing the information in databases that can be searched later to identify a missing person or someone who uses a fake name. So that's according to the president of the technology company which sells the devices. He says it's evolving quickly. Most of the sheriffs are doing voluntary iris scans of senior citizens and children. At least 10 metro areas are doing scans of criminals to identify them should another crime occur or to be sure that the right inmate is released. Now, this is interesting because...
Yeah, I was going to say, if it has something to do with crime detection, what would that have to do with an iris scan? I mean, how are you going to get a person's iris scan at the scene of a crime?
Well, you can't, obviously.
No, I'm not sure. It wouldn't seem like it to me.
But I guess it's just for identification purposes. Nonetheless, it's a little frightening that they continue collecting as much biometric data on people as they possibly can. You know, in the case of rescuing an Alzheimer's patient, it's understandable. In the case of helping children, I'm totally, for helping people in those areas. But I have to feel cautious that the government collecting more and more of this information and making it a regular occurrence. It just doesn't sit well with me, necessarily. And, of course, it seems like it'd be more difficult to get an iris scan from a criminal. I mean, at least with a criminal and fingerprints, you can grab their hand and put it on some ink and put it on a piece of paper. You can't force someone to open their eyes.
Well, you absolutely can. When you're talking about releasing somebody from prison, the vast majority of inmates are released at least a little bit early. They'll either have gotten some kind of game time, some kind of parole, something. Some little kind of getting out early. And if you tell the guy, look, you're not going home unless you do the iris scan. You'll have to max out your sentence day for day, every single day. And if that means that, in some cases it means they could do another 16, 17 years, or if it means they have to do another 16 or 17 weeks, most people are just going to go ahead and say, okay, you're a bunch of bastards.
You're right.
Here's
most
my iris scan.
Most people are, but then civil disobedience activists like Lauren Canario, a friend of ours here, she wouldn't do that.
She may or may not. I mean, to some extent, she acquiesced with the authorities in this last case. God knows what it would have gone if they both would have held out, but to some extent she did. She made a plea bargain or whatever.
I think I don't remember what the exact details were there. I think that she did take some sort of plea, but it was essentially they gave her the same amount of days in jail that she'd already been in jail. So
right.
I think they were planning on letting her out anyway.
She accepted a plea in order to, to do time served.
Nonetheless, I find it disturbing, and now they're saying that iris scans are becoming more and more commonplace in police departments across the country. So it's never enough. Never enough information that these people can have on you. Everything from your physical description to your fingerprints to your iris scans at this point. 800-259-9231. A medical marijuana organization has issued a $10,000 challenge to certain presidential candidates. Very interesting. Come back with more.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism, comes a story about two people who are faced with the challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
The whole country's on a bus. The crazy driver. If the passengers can't get hold of the wheel, we're all going to go over the cliff.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines, domestic spying, wiretapping, government shipping, and more.
The government's going to know where everybody's ass is every minute of the day and night.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD. Normally $30. Special promotion for GCN listeners for only $13.95. That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. In this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocketed, skyrocket, trucks stop running, and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
Storable food. Storable food. HempUSA.org has an inexpensive, nutritionally dense, high-frequency food. Hemp, known around the world, will boost your immune system and increase energy levels. Detoxifies the body and reduces junk food cravings. Burns fat and builds muscle and is easy to digest, non-allergenic, and gluten-free. Can be made into smoothies, breads, muffins, pancakes, cookies, you name it. The entire planet should make this a staple food in their diet. The seeds will scrape the colon wall. The powder will feed the body vital minerals. And the oil will clean the arterial walls and feed the brain. Try our powder, seeds, and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org. That's 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. Remember, vacuum packaging this food will have at least a 5-year shelf life stored in a cool, dark, dry place. Holidays are coming, and this would make a perfect gift for friends and family. Call today, 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. And remember, let your food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food.
Hi, Dr. Deagle here from the NutraMedical Report, 2 to 4 p.m. Monday to Friday here on Genesis. You may have heard how relaxing an ionic foot spa can be. The warm, soothing bubbles rushing around your feet. The joy of relaxation. Few people realize how much benefit the ionic cleansing can be to remove toxins from your body. Electrochi Premier Foot Spa helps in cleansing the body of harmful toxins and energizes your cells. Each treatment will electrically recharge you at the cellular level. Your cells become electrically balanced and the cells are oxygenated. Your body will begin to work better. Energy helps your body to purge heavy metals, toxins, and parasites. And with ElectroChi, your well-being, vitality, and energy and health will improve dramatically, and you'll feel rejuvenated and energized. This is sold at thousands less than your health professional's office. Activate your wellness with a relaxing, energizing detoxification with ElectroChi Energy Foot Spa. Balance your body's meridians of energy and your wellness today. 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, you can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are for free. We've got live streams there, broadband version, and dial-up version of the show, both available for you at freetalklive.com.
Do you have more debt that than you can pay? You don't have to file bankruptcy, and you can pay pennies on the dollar. And your credit doesn't have to take a hit. It's a 100% legal, 100% ethical program that will show you how to get out of debt in 90 minutes. Go to outin90.com. That's outin90.com. And it's invaluable information.
800-259-9231. A little bit of news from the medical marijuana front. According to, I guess it's the medical marijuana policy. Yes, no, MPP, Marijuana Policy Project. West Babylon, New York. NewsLI.com reporting at a press conference in front of Rudy Giuliani's Manchester headquarters this morning with a massive mobile truck billboard in tow. A representative of the Marijuana Policy Project joined two New Hampshire patients to challenge presidential candidates Rudy Giuliani, John McCain, and Mitt Romney to back up their statements regarding medical marijuana with scientific evidence, offering the legal maximum $10,000 campaign contribution to any of the three who can prove that their statements are true. In response to the questions from patients who have benefited from medical marijuana, these candidates have made claims that are flat-out false, said MPP Executive Director Rob Campia. He said, since appeals to science, compassion, and common sense haven't worked, we're talking to them in a language we know they understand. Campaign contributions. If Giuliani, Romney, or McCain can back up their claims that medical marijuana isn't needed or that it's too dangerous, we'll give their campaign $10,000. But if they can't, they need to stop lying. And I've seen some of these videos online of these jerks essentially
turning away from people in wheelchairs.
Yeah, they're very rude. They're very obnoxious. They snub these medical marijuana patients. They act as though what they have to say is just completely useless and just nonsensical. And they claim up and down that medical marijuana isn't necessary. They'll say that, well, there's a medical version of marijuana. There's a pill version.
It's Marinol, isn't it?
Or yes, that's the official name. It's a THC pill.
It takes like 4 hours to kick in.
Synthetic. Yeah. It's a pill. I don't know how fast it goes, but it's certainly not as fast as smoked marijuana.
Obviously, it couldn't be.
And also, because it's not marijuana, it also doesn't have the other chemicals that marijuana has in it, which may have some other healing effects and some effects that these patients are looking for that they won't get from the synthetic THC. The fact is, medical marijuana patients, many of them have found, while some have found that the THC pills are useful, many of them have found that smoked marijuana or vaporized marijuana, the actual plant material, is exactly what they need to help solve their problems. And
right.
They've been brushed off.
In a lot of cases, a lot better.
Yep, and they have been brushed off and ignored by these presidential candidates. Any responses from the campaigns will be evaluated by an independent panel of medical experts. An image of the billboard, along with full details of the challenge and relevant scientific data, are posted at medicalmarijuanaworks.org. I'm sick of the lies, said Clayton Holton, who is disabled, by muscular dystrophy and who was snubbed by Romney in video footage widely seen on CNN and YouTube. He said that if our politicians are going to withhold my medical treatment from me, something that's considered torture to do to our enemies in battle, then for the sake of all sick Americans, they better be able to prove that it's necessary with evidence and not just with words. In responses to questions posed by New Hampshire voters at campaign events, all three leading Republicans have claimed that marijuana is either too dangerous for medical use or not needed because adequate substitutes exist. Claims that are contradicted by published scientific data. In letters being delivered today to each of the three candidates, Campia cited their specific statements and challenged them to supply proof. In his letter to Giuliani, Campia wrote, quote, "We find it notable that you dismiss marijuana as too dangerous for medical use, while your law firm represented Purdue Pharmaceuticals, the makers of the highly addictive and toxic opioid OxyContin. Given that that company paid $634.5 million in fines and penalties for misleading doctors and patients about the drug's abuse potential, and given that a growing body of evidence suggests that medical marijuana can reduce the use of such highly addictive opioid painkillers." The billboard will accompany MPP Stuart Cooper this afternoon as he delivers letters from Campia to the McCain and Romney headquarters in Manchester, New Hampshire. A visit to Romney's national headquarters in Boston is planned on Friday, and further events with the Pinocchio billboard in New Hampshire and other primary or caucus states are expected. So basically, they're going to take this panel truck with a huge billboard on the side of it, mm-hmm. and they're going to drive it around to different campaign events and essentially try to call these guys out. It's kind of a neat little ad. They've got the pictures of the three candidates with mm-hmm. Pinocchio noses,
That's
really
funny.
Long noses, and it says, "Medical marijuana isn't needed. We have $10,000 for your campaign if you prove it." So they're probably going to be ignored, but nonetheless, it's a neat little campaign.
Not entirely ignored.
If they ignore them, it certainly shows something about their... I mean, if they feel that strongly about it, they should mm-hmm. be able to prove it.
Exactly.
Yeah, it should be clear. The evidence should be obvious.
So we will see what happens with that.
I don't know how anybody can have the nerve to say that marijuana is too dangerous that drinks alcohol on the weekends. Because alcohol is dangerous, and I mean, that's getting into the recreational aspect of it, but if you're a dying man, do whatever you want. Seriously,
it really is nerve.
Whatever you want.
It's some nerve that these people have. And I don't understand the hubris of the attitude behind this. I don't really get it. I don't know what their personal... I don't know what it is that they have at stake here. Do they really believe that if they come out in favor of medical marijuana that their supporters will leave in droves?
View.
Exactly. The statistics show that something like 80% of Americans are in favor of medical marijuana.
Even my grandma and my conservative grandparents are for medical marijuana.
Sure. It's a sensible thing. I mean, especially when you have somebody sitting there in a wheelchair telling you, "Hey, this helps me. This is good for me. I have muscular dystrophy. I have problems. I've got AIDS. I've got cancer, and this helps me keep my medicine down, or it helps me remove my pain." And manage my problems.
You know, when I started on this show, I didn't think that marijuana should be illegal because I felt like it was relatively harmless compared to alcohol. Mm-hmm. But I didn't believe people that said that they had medical marijuana. You know, the medical marijuana helped them.
I'm sure there are some liars out there.
Did you ever meet one in person?
What?
A medical marijuana user.
Yes.
And you didn't believe them?
Oh, you mean at the time?
Yeah.
No.
I had not met someone in person.
I had not at the time.
Can you imagine, though? I mean, since you didn't believe it, can you imagine having somebody wheel into the studio and tell you their story and tell you about
it's
how marijuana helps them and then imagine yourself just blowing them off?
I don't know if you've done that. I would likely not have expected to. Normally, in an everyday conversation, you don't get put in a position like a candidate gets put. Mm-hmm. You know, like where these people ask poignant questions. They ask questions like, would you put me in jail? You know, those.
And then they get answers
things
like, well, I wouldn't put you in jail. That'd be the police.
Right. Or whatever. You know, things like that. Where,
that's,
you know,
not my job.
Normal conversation, I would never come up in that that circumstance. So I never had to confront it in that same way. I just didn't believe it. But time after time, story after story,
right,
video, evidence I've looked at over the years, I do believe it. I first off would say, who the hell am I to judge whether it helps somebody or not? But I would have legalized marijuana in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But I just thought they were lying. You know, oh, sure, it helps you. Yeah. Yep. Well, you know, the beer a night helps me too, or whatever. Whatever it is. So it didn't matter to me, but I just didn't quite believe it. Now I believe it.
I swear by marijuana for menstrual cramps. Nothing relieves pain like marijuana, as far as that's concerned.
Have you tried the pills at the store? And
Midol.
Sort of thing? The women's?
Midol. Does it work? You have to take like 10 of them.
It's aspirin, essentially.
I do a combination. I take like one a leave, and the marijuana kicks it in faster. And
really?
It's guaranteed to work every time.
You sure you don't just want to get high, Julia? Isn't that what you're doing?
I recommend it to people, girls who complain about cramps. I'm like, okay, here's what you do. You take an Aleve and then you smoke some marijuana. You'll be fine.
Now, how much does it take? How much marijuana?
Oh, a couple of hits and you don't even have to get high.
See, this is the most interesting thing.
And
every time we talk to people that take marijuana for medicinal purposes, and any example I've ever seen, the effects usually take on within one or two hits or three hits. I mean, that's, in many people's cases, not enough to get high. So, I find that fascinating.
For me.
800-25, you don't use it very often.
No, I never do anymore, but I mean, my tolerance is
These low. Are medical patients who are using it often, and it's working for them that quickly. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. You bring up anything.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of. Did you stuff yourself at Thanksgiving? Plan on stuffing yourself the rest of the holiday season? Do some damage control right now with a rapid weight loss system you can fit in between celebrations. Don't let your weight get completely out of control this holiday season. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
This is George Whitehurst Berry with the Genesis Communications Network. Welcome to our new program, Crash. Are you ready? In the coming weeks, we will focus on alternative economics as well as alternative health and survival topics. We are now in the largest debt bubble in U.S. history. A subset of the debt bubble is the real estate bubble, and I believe we are in the beginning stages of what could be the biggest real estate crash in our nation's history. For crash updates, visit our website at HearonOnline.com. That's HearonOnline.com. HearonOnline.com. That's HearonOnline.com.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowegisacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct a muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacrowegi under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacrowegi at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains.
Order your Sacrowegi now and get a free instructional DVD. Just call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Or visit sacrowegi.com. That's Sacrowegi.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Live, it is your show. You can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, the place to go. The features for free. Enjoy them on us. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then just go to amp.freetalklive.com and sign up. It's $3 a month. All you do is get signed up via PayPal or any major credit card or one of our alternate options, and it'll be pretty much automatically drafted from your account. You won't even really have to think about it. What happens with that money is it goes in, gets pooled together with everybody else's $3 a month, and then we take that money in and we turn it around into advertising for the show. So just, again, go to amp.freetalklive.com to get on board with that. And also, you'll get some perks, too, like the amp-only call-in lines, amp-only chat room and forum. Head on over to amp.freetalklive.com.
Movies, lingerie, and marital aids. AdamEve.com has got a special offer for you. Go to AdamEve.com/talk and get 50% off one item. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, they'll throw in a free gift. That's 50% at AdamEve.com/talk.
800-259.
I was hoping you'd moan after that or something.
Oh, gosh.
800-259-9231.
People were counting on me for some kind of
I actually thought about it. It crossed my mind, but it didn't seem appropriate.
Now, do backslashes work on the Internet? I think they do.
What do you mean a backslash? Try that.
No, they don't work. You can't tell people to put in backslashes on the Internet.
Well, what is, should I say slash? I think slash, dash. I mean,
it's slash. Slash is, it's a forward slash.
Slash is the low one on the keyboard.
Right. Basically, the way you want to think about it is you read from left to right, correct?
So I do.
Most people do. So when you're looking from left to right, the starting point of the slash, if it's closer to the left, then it's a forward slash.
Okay.
If the starting point is, wait a minute, that's not right. Never mind.
I think that's accurate as to what you were saying.
No, because the backslash starts on the left too. So it's there's no easy way to explain it. Anyways, the question mark key.
Oh, I see. Lower left though.
If the slash is slashing forward to the
that
right,
doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. Anyway, 800-259-9231. That's Adam and Eve. AdamEve.com/talk. Let them figure out which slash it is. So Mitt Romney says that president... Now, I normally don't talk about politicians, but this deserves to be discussed because it's just nonsense. From CNN, White House hopeful Mitt Romney Thursday articulated his position on the role of religion in America. He said, and by the way, he hopes to become the first Mormon president, said that, quote, religious tolerance would be a shallow principle indeed if it were reserved only for faiths with which we agree. There are some who would have a presidential candidate describe and explain his church's distinctive doctrines. To do so would enable the very religious test the founders prohibited in the Constitution. So I can understand being reticent to talk about your religion. It's private, I guess. Whatever. But here's the problem. Here's his issue here. No candidate should become the spokesman for his faith, for if he becomes the president, he'll need the prayers of the people of all faiths. Now, that wasn't it. He said, CNN contributor Bill Bennett said he wasn't sure Romney addressed the concerns voters might have with Mormonism, but he added that I don't think he had to. Bennett said, I can see this speech he just gave being given by any of the Republican candidates and most Democratic candidates, frankly. I'm not sure he was responding to concern, what about this Mormon thing? I think he'll probably get more questions on it and not fewer. Romney spoke at a presidential library at Texas A&M University. He said, what he's trying to say is, I'm a person of faith. Forget the fact what my faith is, that I'm a Mormon. You might be Christian, you might be Jewish. I'm a person of faith. I believe in God.
I'm like you.
Romney said religion is... Here's the part I wanted to talk about. Romney said religion is essential to freedom. Quote, freedom requires religion, just as religion requires freedom. Freedom opens the windows of the soul so that man can discover his most profound beliefs and commune with God. Freedom and religion endure together or perish alone, said the GOP contender. Freedom requires religion.
That's a bunch of gobbledygook.
Nonsense.
And, right, it doesn't make any sense at all, and I don't even know how to address that.
I think it ranks right up there with Giuliani's quote about how freedom is authority.
Yeah, freedom is security.
Doesn't
security
make
is
any
freedom.
Sense.
Right, so essentially, I, as an atheist, I, as someone who doesn't have a religion...
You are not free.
I apparently can never be free. What? I can't understand freedom without being religious?
Perhaps he's saying that if everybody was an atheist, therefore people wouldn't control their actions enough. That apparently the only reason that Mitt Romney doesn't go out on a killing rampage and rape little children is because God would send him to hell if he did. Apparently it's the fear of God that keeps
insurance
him from going out and doing
Christian.
These things. What did you say?
Insurance policy. I am good because I don't want to go to hell.
Well, no, I don't think Romney's good. He's a politician.
Right, but he thinks he's good, or he likes to pretend like he's good.
Right, he thinks he's good. I'm sure he does.
I really wonder about politicians. How many of them really think they're doing something good, and how many of them know that they are scumbags?
I don't know.
That's a fine question.
Yeah, we probably won't ever know the answer to that question. But it is a good question worthy of consideration. You know, how many thugs on the street think that they're doing good? How many thugs?
I don't think that they think they're doing good. I think they think they're going to do what it takes to get theirs.
Because the fact is, Mitt Romney, while he won't necessarily go run around and, you know, actually set things on fire and destroy people's lives, he'll have his troops and his thugs do it for him. He signs something into law, and all of a sudden the force of the government is behind whatever that law is. And if you break that law, then men with guns are going to come and use force on you in order to get you into compliance, and Mitt Romney's responsible for that. So he absolutely is a violent person. He's just not using the violence directly. He's ordering the violence.
He's doing a normal, everyday violence that we've learned to accept in society, which is government. Mitt Romney's religion, that statement's a bunch of gobbledygook. I would agree with you. But his religion doesn't bother me nearly as much as Mike Huckabee's.
What's Mike Huckabee's?
Mike Huckabee is that biblical literalist that's running.
Okay.
And he's doing better and better in Iowa. Apparently, there's a possibility that he could win the Iowa caucus. I don't know that how much it matters, but he's not going to win. But this guy believes that, Noah...
You don't know that, Mark.
He's not going to win.
How do you know? Did you say that Bill Clinton was at 1% at one point?
Mike Huckabee couldn't win.
He's at higher than 1%.
Okay.
Mike Huckabee could win as much as Ron Paul could win, couldn't he? I mean, if you're just looking at the poll numbers, anybody can win. If you're looking at actual support, Ron Paul's got the support.
Right.
Huckabee doesn't.
It's only a prediction. I believe it thoroughly. But, you know, this guy believes that, Noah took two of every animal and floated around on the earth for a full year. I mean, he's a biblical literalist. He believes that we got different languages in the world because God decided to mix things up at the Tower of Babel. You know what I mean?
Jonah was eaten by the whale, et cetera, et cetera.
Right. That kind of thinking just baffles me.
There's no thinking there. It's just accepting what you're told.
And I can't see that the leader of the free world believing that kind of thing.
His slogan is like faith, family, and freedom.
Yeah. He's like a Democrat that believes thoroughly in God. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, he's a political moderate, a fiscal moderate. He supported the teachers' union with their big school increase there. He increased taxes more than Bill Clinton did in Arkansas. So he claims
something about ending the IRS. I saw on his website, which I figured that wasn't. Really, there had to be some sort of a catch.
He's probably talking about a flat tax.
Yeah, replace it with the so-called fair tax, which, of course, is just, you can't have fair taxes. It's not possible.
And the fair tax is a mess.
Short on time, but let's talk to Rishi in New Orleans. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm interested in George W. Bush's executive, I'm not sure if it's an executive order, but it's Directive 51, I think he did it like May 9th, 2007. I'm not exactly sure the date.
What is it?
It gives him power of constitutional, of all branches of constitutional government, judicial, legislative, and executive. And that bothers me somewhat due to the fact that since he has his power, he can declare martial law at any time, and the elections would be a moot point at this moment.
Well, it should bother you. I mean, I don't know if that's really if that executive order exists or it actually gives him that power. I don't know. I don't think executive orders can necessarily give him unconstitutional powers. But then again, they do all kinds of unconstitutional things, so he might just be able to get away with it. No one will challenge him.
And he's gotten away with everything else. I don't see why he wouldn't get away with declaring martial law.
Right. This has actually happened. Like this is. I mean, this has already been done. Like I'm amazed. I'm in shock.
Well, we know that the provisions are in place for martial law. They've gotten rid of posse comitatus, which was sort of the prohibition on that. That's now pretty much been taken care of. And we know that they can just pick people up off the streets, call them an enemy combatant, and lock them in a secret military brig. So, really, they have laid the groundwork for this. It is something you should be concerned with. And the only way to really fight back against it is to get active and stand up and start talking about liberty again. And I wish we had more time for you, man. But thanks for the call. We are out of it. It has been Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
We'll have more time tomorrow night. You can join us then online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Can you hear that? It's the Federal Reserve stealing your savings. It's time for you to inflation-proof your money. Get America's second most popular currency, the Liberty Dollar, 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's been America's inflation-proof currency since 1998. Use the Liberty Dollar to make money, do good, and have fun. Get it at a discount and use it at a profit. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR or visit libertydollar.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.